They came in with those things, and I said, well, I wouldn't eat them things, not at all. But I was going to cook them for them. They cleaned them, and I was going to cook them for them, you know. Well, they'll jerk, you know, until for the longest after you put them in a pan. Their mm-hmm. reflexes from them. And that's what I thought. I couldn't eat them because they were jerking like that, mm-hmm. you know. Just the thoughts, like those chitlins back there mm-hmm. was, just thoughts of them. But they double dog dared me to taste them. They said, you'll like it because it's better than any chicken. Uh-huh. And I tasted, and I've been eating frog legs ever since. He don't get many frog legs when he goes frog gigging. I get my share of those.
What kind of frogs are those?
Just regular old bullfrogs, I reckon.
What are those little bitty ones? Have you ever seen those little bitty
toad frogs?
I guess.
Those little old bitty toad frogs that jumps around. Uh-huh. Claim if you catch them, they'll make warts on you.
And there's some real little ones that never grow any bigger than that.
What kind they are.
Okay. What about the things that you dig up in the ground and go fishing with?
Now that must be worms.
Yeah.
Worm, but.
Did you know there's a lot of money in worm farms?
Yes,
I read an article about that the other day.
My son told his daddy the other day, said we ought to go into the worm business for fishing bait. And I said, surely they're enough of worm, but I don't know. There's so many fish hooks and lines in the water. I guess they are.
And the hard shell thing that pulls its neck in and out. So it has a little four legs and it's slow.
That'd be a terrapin.
Yeah. And another name for that would be what?
A turtle?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you're talking about the turtles in the water.
Yeah. What's the difference in terrapin and a turtle?
Well, both of them gets in the water, but they're one kind, they tell me, that won't come out of the water and stay out of the water alone. Now, those old brown hard shell kind of terrapins, they are the regular terrapins. They come up on land and step on land quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
But they tell me they're one kind of them that loves to stay in mud and water.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about the small fantail things that come out of the ocean that are so good to eat?
Shrimp. Now, I don't love them.
You don't?
No, sir.
Oh, I guess.
Isn't that awful?
You don't like fried shrimp?
No, I don't like them.
At all?
Not at all.
I wonder why.
I just don't. I just never have had a taste for them. I cook a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they are delicious when they come straight out of the water. And
mm-hmm.
Fresh shrimp.
Okay. Well, what about the insect that flies around and lights on things and it can eat your clothes up?
Moths?
Uh-huh. Let's see. What about a long, thin-bodied insect with a hard little beak and two pairs of shiny wings and it hovers and it looks... You see them around a lot. They kind of hover and they're long with... transparent wings that flutter. Do you have any name for those?
Well, I just don't know. There are lots of snake doctors.
I don't know.
Mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Mosquitoes and snake doctors.
What's a snake doctor?
Well, it's kind of like that. It's got a long body and has a wing to it. I didn't know whether you was talking about the praying mantises. Not.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a praying mantis?
Uh-huh, I think so.
Uh-huh. You know, there used to be a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
They have little spindle-like bodies, little straw-like bodies.
Mm-hmm. And the kind of insect that builds small paper nests, you might have some on your
a wasp.
Yeah. See. What about the insect that's green and it hops around?
That's the grasshopper.
And a small fish that's used for bait, little bitty fish.
That'd be minnows.
Okay, and what's the little stringy thing that you see in corners and, you know, that a little thing makes?
Oh, that's cobweb. That's cobweb. See, I still got plenty of these.
I don't see any.
They make overnight.